SBS Radio.
Good morning, Shane.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Thank you very much, and looking forward to hear your coverage about the past week in Jewish Australia.
Yes, there's a lot of happening. Not all very good, unfortunately. But in Sydney, there was a big news happened last Sunday, early in last Sunday in the morning, when more than 20 swastikas were vandalized on the main promenade, where there's a Sydney listeners might know there's all these beautiful murals that are along the Bondi Beach promenade. This happened early in the morning, and there was also three or four extra swastikas sprayed into the Bondi Junction shopping area. It's all related. Unfortunately, CCTV is not so good in those locations, so police are looking into it, but the lack of footage is frustrating their investigations. They're obviously asking anyone who saw anything to contact Crime Stoppers. The incident was very, very distressing, obviously, for the Jewish community in particular, but for all people in the area. Waverley councillor Leon Galtman, who's Jewish, was shocked at what he saw. And Waverley mayor John Wakefield condemned the incident in the strongest possible terms. And he said Waverley Council, which is the council in the area, and the community of Waverley stand united against anti-Semitism and racially motivated crime. And politicians of all stripes, including independent federal Wentworth MP Karen Phelps, Labor MLC Walt Secord, and Labor Coogee candidate Marjorie O'Neill, as well as Liberal Vaucluse MP Gabriel Upton and Bruce Notley-Smith, attended and were very quick also to condemn this really nasty incident. Further to that, one of the murals, in fact, was based on a photograph taken by Anthony Glick, who's an artist and also a lifeguard. He was very shocked to hear that mural had several swastikas on it. He told us he went there as soon as he could the next morning, and he praised the council officers for removing the graffiti as quickly as they could. He noted a lot of passers-by commented how disgusting and terrible the incident was, and agreed and said that the perpetrators, if they are found, need to be educated and taught about Jewish heritage. He said it's pretty close to his heart because the beach is a bit like his office in a way. He spends so much time there. He also said, you know, seeing swastikas is the last thing you want to see in such a beautiful place and in what is, you know, a very Jewish area of Sydney. And finally, Peter Hallis, who's a Holocaust survivor who lost his grandparents in the Holocaust and several other relatives, he also has a lot to do with Courage to Care and the Sydney Jewish Museum as a volunteer. When he heard the news, he told us, you know, how disturbing it was. He still remembers his experiences and what happened to his family on a daily basis. And he said the vandals who did this really need to visit the Jewish Museum and learn about what happened so that they could find out what they're doing in this kind of incidents is so inhumane, and how it can affect so many others. It's obviously one of the most disturbing things Holocaust survivors in particular can see in such a public space. It's a huge tourist destination, of course, Bondi Beach.
You know, it's so strong the way you described it on the front page of the Sydney edition, a reminder of darker times in the far, far corner of the world, in Australia. It's still there, and there is no question that the authorities, police, are for sure aware of this upcoming again phenomena that reduce and comes again very strong, and of course we all have to fight it, no question about it. What is your next item, Shane?
Well, the University of Sydney academic, controversial academic, Dr. Tim Anderson, has been sacked by the university last week for using the image of an Israeli flag superimposed with a swastika in his teaching materials. Dr. Anderson, who regularly accuses Israel of genocide and calls Israel an apartheid state, was suspended last December pending an appeal. And in this appeal, which just completed, his appeal was rejected by 2-1 by a university committee. The university says it's maintained its position that despite repeated warnings, Dr. Anderson's continued publication of the material on social media and in lectures on slides for students was disrespectful and offensive. And the Deputy Vice Chancellor of the university, Professor Stephen Garten, said the university defended the right of staff to express unpopular views, but he said staff must also meet their obligation to engage in debate in a civil manner and in accordance with our policies and codes of conduct. Now, Anderson's sacking was welcomed by Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim, who said the university did the right thing, both in terms of principle and its own interests.
Yes. And what can you say a little bit about on the Jewish news? Do you have any material on the upcoming elections in Israel?
Yes, we have some coverage of that each week in our world news section, including obviously Gantz, Benny Gantz. We've got a big article about him and how his campaign is going. He'll be up in one of the main contenders against Benjamin Netanyahu. And how his what his strategies are, and how he's trying to appeal to both the left and also the right side of politics. Yes, and there's been some other big stories as well back at home in Australia. An Australian medical expert, Dr. Paul Bayot, has been accused of inadequately apologizing after implying earlier that refugees on Manus Island and Nauru are worse off than Holocaust victims who were sent to be gassed at Auschwitz. Now, Mr. Dr. Burt was trying to make a point. He's a member of the Australian Medical Association. He's a refugee advocate. And he was trying to make a point to support his arguments about the need to have a more humane policy for asylum seekers. But using those words and that comparison was deeply offensive by many, many people. And the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, co-CEO Peter Wertheim, slammed his description and claims about Auschwitz as being totally false, and he lodged a complaint with the AMA. And he also said that Bayot, when he did make a statement of apology, that it wasn't anywhere near far enough. So he's called on the AMA, Peter Wertheim, to request a deeper apology from Dr. Bayot about this incident, so things can move forward.
Right. I would like to ask you about an item to do with the JNF Blue Box.
Yeah, so this is a bit of on a happier note. The JNF Blue Box has actually put out a competition, a design competition, earlier this year or late last year, and they had 500 entries into it by school children, mainly at the Jewish schools. But of course, there only has to be one winner in the end. And it was announced last week that Year 8 Keser Torah College student in Sydney, Aria Berkovitz, came up with the winning design. It actually looks like a white, mainly white box. It's got an Israeli flag, the Janus symbols, and a map of Israel. And it's quite eye-catching. And so he should be very proud of himself for winning the JNF Blue Box competition.
Yes, it's very interesting that we need to finish every edition of your report with good news, like last week with the Holocaust survivor was, if I'm not mistaken, the man of the year in the Blue Mountain. And it's good to know that we can keep the week ahead of us with a smile and always hope to eliminate all the bad things that are happening from time to time versus our activities here for full dedication to Jewish life.
Yeah, we can only try, I guess.
yes. Thank you so much, Shane Desiatnik, on behalf of the Australian Jewish News, as always, every week. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.